the things that happens here at CILFM is that we get a lot of music from a lot of artists. And there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful, talented people out there. And, you know, we enjoy getting it. We always say, keep it coming. We'd love to hear you and hear what you're up to and hear what you're doing. But a couple of months ago, I would say maybe a month and a half ago, we got one. And I stopped to kind of listen, you know, like I always do. And I stopped and I went, wow, you know, this is really great. So we don't do this a lot, but we have artist Ash Blair in studio with us this morning. Ash, first off, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for, you know, taking the time and trip and everything to come in. I mean, we really, really appreciate it. Now, I am going to obviously give you a little taste of Ash's music here in a bit, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of tell the audience about yourself a little bit, Ash. So how did you kind of get started this? I mean, not only are you a great singer, I'm assuming a great songwriter, but you also have some serious guitar chops, which is really amazing. So just talk a little bit about how you got here.
Yeah, so I am a guitarist, singer, songwriter. I'm also a Fender endorsed artist. Mm-hmm. And how I got started playing guitar was that I love 80s music.
Yay!
So I was really inspired by Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Oh,
and I
absolutely.
Was like, I want to be able to play the guitar like him. So that's how I got started with playing the guitar. And that the singing and all of that came after that.
That is such an awesome, awesome story. I love Slash. I mean, you
Absolutely.
Cannot love Slash. He's amazing. 80s music is amazing. Ash, you know, you're very young, so I just want to point that out. This is radio, you know, and everything, but it's really cool to see the 80s influence. And now that you've mentioned that, I can definitely hear that in your music. So how long have you been doing this now?
So I've been playing the guitar since 2016.
Okay.
Yes.
So you've definitely got some years under your belt there with that.
I have some years, and my degree is in guitar performance, so I did go to school for guitar as well.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Now, we found you, of course, on Instagram. You have been, you said, endorsed by Fender, is
yes.
that right? Were you on the cover of a magazine? Did I see you on a cover?
I've been in magazines, and I am the calendar cover for Guitar Girl magazine.
That's it.
So I'm grateful for those opportunities as well.
That is so wonderful. So can you give out your Instagram? Are you yeah. you're asking people to follow?
Absolutely. My Instagram is at Guitar by Ash, and I'm also on TikTok. It's Ash_Blair_.
Fantastic.
I'm on YouTube as well.
That's awesome. So you actually have a degree in guitar.
Yes, I do. I went to Berklee College of Music and got my degree in guitar performance.
Wow, that is extremely impressive.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot.
So coming out, you know, you have an EP right now
mm-hmm.
that you have put out.
Yes.
And so what is it called, and what was kind of the inspiration behind it?
So are we talking about my new album?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it's called Up From the Ashes, and it's about, you know, going through struggles but coming out stronger on the other side and just finding yourself through these difficulties but becoming better through it all.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Now, you mentioned, you know, Slash as being an influence. Do you have any other influences that have sort of kind of brought you, even if they're, you know, more family or friend-oriented?
Oh, absolutely. Well, my family, you know, definitely is very supportive. But as for, like, influences, I love also Steve Vai. Don't know if you're familiar.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Another
guy from the 80s. And just, you know, I'm inspired definitely by 80s music and some artists today as well.
We were playing that game the other day, my friends and I, of best guitarists of all time. So that was really hard. You know, that's a really subjective question for a lot of people.
For
but
sure.
I know that Slash and Steve Vai both came up, at least, you know, in the top 20. For sure.
Yes.
You cannot discredit either one of them. So, Ash, if you've got a few minutes, if it's okay, I'm going to go ahead and play one of the tracks off of your album, which is called Vampire.
Awesome.
And we'll come back and we'll chat here in just a bit. So this is Ash Blair, and this is a song called Vampire.